So yes, for us, obviously, having our home markets of Australia and New Zealand, very important. And those for us are full service markets, so we can provide the full set of offering. Asia, we now operate as a bank in 34 different markets, the majority of those being in Asia and then the Pacific. And as you well know, each market with its own nuances and different things that we need to think our way through. But and we have taken a philosophy really to understand each of those markets individually, understand what is required most importantly from the client perspective. Mm-hmm. And then so we're working our way through trying to build the capability, capacity, have people on ground in all of our key markets, which I'll happily talk you through in a second, but really make sure that we understand the market, the client, the needs, and then we build our capability around that. There are a couple of areas in the Asia Pacific that where ANZ is particularly strong. Those two are the Mekong markets, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, where we have a really strong presence, and we can offer our clients something a bit different to some of the other foreign banks. Mm. And then interesting for us also in the Pacific. ANZ is the largest bank in the Pacific, and again provides some coverage there for our clients on the cash trade clearing space that is unique and something where we spend a lot of money and effort to make sure we can deliver that solution. Correct. So for ANZ, the focus really has been to step back and say, what is it that we're really good at? And over time, we had built in some of the markets in Asia a retail presence. Our decision was to say, look, those markets, as the domestic banks have become really good at what they do, the retail market was one that we've decided to step away from in Asia. But our focus on the institution and the wealth piece, correct. But the piece where we have historically been strong and where we want to continue focusing is on the institutional and the FI clients. Mm-hmm. So that actually has not changed at all. Our focus remains very strong. And in particular, Australia and New Zealand, countries that are heavily reliant on both import and export. Mm-hmm. We have lots of foreign entrants, corporates coming into the Australian and New Zealand market. And also a lot of our own homegrown companies that move outwards. So our philosophy is to say, how can we really then help those customers as they move in and out of the markets? Mm-hmm. And strategically, our aim is to be the best bank in the region for trade and capital flows. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now that fits very nicely with the transaction banking business, that is what we do. So that linkage to Asia is absolutely part of our DNA, it's part of our structure, and it's something that we don't intend to change. We in fact just intend to grow and be stronger in those relationships with those core clients. It's a fabulously exciting time, isn't it? I mean, I think the whole world of payments, cross-border and correspondent banking is changing rapidly. I mean, you've seen the developments around something like SWIFT GPI, where ANZ was one of the sort of founding members to get the SWIFT GPI initiative on the go. Because we all realize, I think, as banks, that we have to do better the things you mentioned on pricing, transparency, speed, and quite frankly, all up the customer experience. So I think we have to improve that overall customer experience. Hence, we are, as an organization, spending a lot of time and effort and investing in our platforms to deliver that customer experience, which clients, you know, just weren't getting from us. So yes, an active participant in the GPI initiative, as I said, one of the founding members there. Also now using a lot of the new technology to, again, with the aim, the way ANZ philosophically thinks about this is, if there's a problem to be solved or there's an opportunity to be gained, that's where we get involved. Right. We also like partnership approach. We don't have all the answers, right. And we don't intend to have them all, and hence we like to pull in our partners and those with real skills and say, how do we work together and how do we make it happen? So it's very much a trying to solve a problem, leveraging partnerships, but ultimately with the aim of delivering a better customer experience. So one other point I'll just quickly touch on is you asked about our platforms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, one of the things that customers ask for is to say that they want a consistent experience. So we are on our cash management platform, this called the Transactive platform. Mm. We are now working through a process to standardize that across all the markets that we serve, so that if you're a customer, regardless of where you sit or where you're based, you will have that single, very consistent, very, very uniform experience. So that is something that will work our way through into 2018, and hopefully by the end of that year, have a really consistent platform across all our markets.
Okay.
The role of traditional correspondent banks is definitely being challenged. And I think we, again, are quite enthused by that model, because what you've found is that the disruptors, the aggregators, those who have been able to be a little bit more nimble, and again, focusing on speed, agility, transparency, have really, I think, encouraged a lot of the more traditional players like ourselves to sort of say, we have to do better, we have to do things a little bit different. That has, of course, now started a shift in the correspondent banking model. We, I think as many of the other banks, have decided to focus on fewer relationships in the correspondent banking model, but the relationships we have are much deeper. So we choose our partners, we hopefully choose them well, and then with those ones we work closely, we build a relationship, but they are much deeper and stronger relationships. But definitely fewer partners, but hopefully they become genuine true partners to help you solve the problem. So quite a rapidly evolving evolving market, but one that's very exciting. I mean, Swift has a fabulous position in the market given the standards that they've created and the reach that they have. So they must be a key player in that market, and I think, as you said, addressing transparency, speed, cost, fees, etc., they have a really important role to play. We think GPI is the beginning of the process. I mean, there are up to 120 odd banks that have opted into GPI. We're compliant and we're already receiving payments on the GPI platform. So we're really excited by it. I will say, though, however, this is the beginning. There's a lot more we need to do. There's a lot more value add we can provide. And again, we're really excited that Swift is stepping up and playing that important role that they do. So really big proponent, getting other correspondent banks to join. But I think, watch the space. I think there's more to come.
Yep. What do you think?
Aggregators, we have found are starting to play a really important role. They have a reach into customer bases that out of the traditional banking market. They've also, quite frankly, taken a lot of the customers from the traditional market. So most FIs at this point have to make up their mind philosophically, do they or don't they want to work with the aggregators? They, by the way, of course, are regulated slightly differently than we are. So it's an interesting dynamic at the moment where you've got to work with your risk colleagues, your product colleagues, your relationship colleagues, and sort of say, this specific segment, how will we deal with them? How will we work with them? But it would be strange of me to sort of say that we have a partnership approach and then saying that we don't want to work with the aggregators. So that is not our approach. Right. We selectively do want to work with aggregators. We think they play an extremely important part of financial inclusion, providing good services to clients. And the ones that we think that we can get comfortable with and they see some value in dealing with us, those are the ones we love to work with.